A stereoscopic
oh,
audio.
Oh boy, went back to Napoli because he missed the scenery, the native dancers and the charming songs. But wait a minute.
Veranda, episode 300 something or other, on Radio Valencia, right here in San Francisco, 22nd Street, next to El Makeout Room. Or is it La Makeout Room? You decide. Anyway, there's a killer band called Blackwater Holy Light that's playing at the chapel, and I got a bunch of other stuff too. But we're going to jump right in and get to that shit. And this is some form of metal music. Got a little bit of heavier shit on this show, actually. Which is, frankly, kind of rare for Bo's Veranda. This tune is pretty fucking killer. It's called Spades.
We'll be right back.
Let's go. rise like lightning never strikes you twice. And we laugh at your amazed surprise as the arc begins to sink. This temple that is built so well to separate us from ourselves is a power grown beyond control. We'll win our fights. I watch you from outside. I wish that I could wash my hands of this. But we are locked together here, this bittersweet embrace. Oh God, I
New Model Army with I Love the World. It's in such a great state at the moment. First tune, that was Blackwater Holy Light. They're playing this Friday at the chapel. I will be there along with a couple other Radio Valencia DJs. Not in any official capacity. We're just going to be watching the show because the music is awesome. And I've never seen them before. So that's Friday at the chapel. Tickets still available, I believe. For that was Black Sabbath with Snowblind, August Burns Red with Behemoth, All Them Witches with Red Rocking Chair, and that nifty New Model Army tune. All right, let's talk about being a neighborly neighbor. And at the Makeout Room tomorrow night is Guajiron. I guess that's how you pronounce that. Nine-piece band performing popular Cuban music, tropical jazz, good vibes, island pop. $5, 6:30 to 9:30. And then it's La Dance with DJs Tom Thump, One Way Posse Bull. Haha, that's very punny. Disco hump. Whatever. Disco, funk, soul, hip-hop, free, 10 to 2 p.m. 10 p.m. to 2 a.m., rather. What else? Another radio station here in San Francisco, BFF FM, is doing karaoke on Wednesday, the 18th. And tomorrow night at El Makeout Room, or La Makeout Room, I'm going to have to ask DJ Hiss Muffet how to say that in Spanish correctly. She does speak quite fluent Spanish. Anyway, happy endings, because we could all use a happy ending. Five writers perform new work on a shared theme in a battle for adulation of an appointed committee. Gee, that sounds like a TV show I've heard of. All right, well, whatever. Good luck to them. 10:15 in advance, starts at 7, goes to 9. Another DJ after that, Technologica. And then, Saturday, where I used to do my show, is Sunday Artists plus The Lizard Point record release, Ghost Play, apparently from Sacramento, $10, 6:30 to 9:30. And then Super Ritmo, of course, after that. All right, let's get back to the music, because that's what we're here to do, not talk too much. Lost the love of the sound of my voice many, many years ago. And we're going to do something by the Apollo Suns and a bunch of really, well, it's music. Let's just leave it at that. But there's one song in here that just keeps popping into my brain lately. So if you can guess which one it is, type it into the message board and you'll win absolutely nothing. But we're going to start off with the Apollo Suns with the Serpentine.
Don't you know I'm loco?
Narcotics. You'd rather see me in the pen than me and Lorenzo. For the white cop, Ice Cube will swarm on any motherfucker in a blue uniform. Just cause I'm from the CPT, punk police are afraid of me, huh? A young nigga on the warpath, and when I finish, it's gonna be a bloodbath of cops dying in LA. Yo, Dre, I got something to say.
MC Ren, will you please give your testimony to the jury about this fucked up incident?
Fuck the police, and Ren said it with authority. Because the niggas on the street is a majority of gang. It's with whoever I'm stepping. And a motherfucking weapon is kept in a stash spot for the so-called law. Wishing Ren was a nigga that they never saw. Lights start flashing behind me. But they're scared of a nigga, so they mace me to blind me. But that shit don't work, I just laugh. Because it gives them a head. In my path of police, I'm saying, fuck you, punk. Read my rights and shit, it's all junk. Pulling out a silly club so you stand with a fake ass badge and a gun in your hand. But take off the gun so you can see what's up, and we'll go at it, punk, and I'ma fuck you up. Make you think I'ma kick your ass, but drop your cat and Red's gonna blast. I'm sneaky as fuck when it comes to crime, but I'ma smoke them now and not next time. Smoke any motherfucker that sweats me, any asshole that threatens me. I'm a sniper with a hell of a scope, taking out a cop or two that can't cope with me. The motherfucking villain that's mad, with potential to get bad as fuck. So I'ma turn it around, put in my clip, yo, and this is the sound. Yeah, something like that, but it all depends on the size of the gap. Taking out a police would make my day, but a nigga like Ren don't give a fuck to say.
Fuck the police.
Step up to the stand and tell the jury how you feel about this bullshit.
I'm tired of the motherfucking jacking. Sweating my gang while I'm chilling in the shack and shining the light in my face, and for what? Maybe it's because I kick so much, but I kick ass. Or maybe because I blast on a stupid ass nigga when I'm playing with the trigger of an Uzi or an AK. Because the police always got something stupid to say. They put out my picture with silence. Because my identity by itself causes violence. So criminal behavior. Yeah, I'm a gangster, but still I got flavor. Without a gun and a badge, what do you got? A sucker in a uniform waiting to get shot by me or another nigga. And with a gat, it don't matter if he's smaller or bigger. And as y'all know, E's here the rule. Whenever I'm rolling, keep looking in the mirror and it's on cue, yo, so I can hear a dumb motherfucker with a gun. And if I'm rolling up the eight, he'll be the one that I take out. And then get away while I'm driving off laughing. This is what I'll say.
Fuck the police.
The jury's found you guilty of being a redneck, white bread, chicken shit motherfucker.
Wait, that's a lie. That's a goddamn lie.
Get him out of here.
We'll be right back.
is trying to check my email. So I put in my password. It says I have an invalid password. I know my fucking password. So then it says go to customer service. So I get on customer service. I start talking to this dude. This motherfucker sound like he from India or some shit. He says to me, what's your first dog's name? I don't know what my fucking first dog's name was. What the fuck's the matter with you? I just want my password. Give me my fucking password. So then he ends up giving me my password. And he says, your password has been sent to your email address. I'm like, I can't get in my email address. What about can't get in my email address? Do you not understand, motherfucker? He says, oh my God, it seems like you have an anger problem. You should have that checked out.
Recognizable tune for, actually all those were probably pretty recognizable tunes for 80s/90s folks. You're listening to Bo's Veranda on Radio Valencia. That was Institutionalized 2014 by Body Count. We started that all off with Apollo Sun's Serpentine, Billy Preston with Out of Space, and then Insane in the Brain by Cypress Hill. I just keep hearing that song lately, so I was like, shit, I guess the universe is telling me something, probably about my job. After that was NWA with Fuck the Police, Rhyming and Stealing by the Beastie Boys. Stuck in the Middle with You by Steeler's Wheel, of course, from that very famous scene in Reservoir Dogs, where he's torturing that guy. Anyway, like I mentioned earlier in the show, Blackwater Holy Light is playing this Friday at the chapel. There are still tickets available. Some sort of, I don't know, doom metal? I'm not sure what to call it. I asked Steve Courtney. He'll get back to us. A.K.A. Maldor, who's much more mental about metal than me. And then Thursday at the chapel is Love with Johnny Eccles. I have no idea who that is. There's a band next Wednesday called Malibu. Thursday, Trish Toledo. Friday, Sam Chase and the Untraditional. Again, don't know. There's just too many bands around nowadays. But one band I do know is the OCs. They're playing four nights in a row at the chapel in August, late August. There's still tickets available for the Wednesday show if you want to go see the OCs. And trust me, you probably do want to go see the OCs, because I saw the OCs a couple years ago, and it's definitely a band you really just have to kind of experience. They're very, very punk rock, but yeah, just good. They have two drummers. At least nowadays they do. Anyway, So, I didn't get to this last week as we were playing a lot of sides of albums in memory of Bob Coburn. I'm sorry, not Bob Coburn. Uncle Joe Benson. Same radio station. Although Bob Coburn, I heard, is also not with us any longer. sadly. But this is certainly not something you're going to hear on a rock station like KLOS or anything like that. This is definitely more like world music. But this is one of the most incredible albums that Paco de Lucia ever made, called Sirocco. So I'm just going to shut up and play it and get back with you when I feel like it. But yeah, really beautiful album. And I'll just leave it at that.